This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here in just a moment where you can join us. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And there was an interesting court ruling out of Washington, D.C. that appears to only apply in Washington, D.C., and we'll explain exactly what we mean here. Chris, you brought the story in from CBS, I believe you said.
Yes.
And I've actually pulled up the court order, not going to read all 91 pages of it, probably not going to read very much of it at all. But when you said D.C. court, before coming on the air, my question was, is this the federal court in D.C., or is it a court, state level, but D.C. is not a state.
Right.
And so looking, it does appear to be something that would be like that state level court for D.C. It is not a federal court ruling. Doesn't mean that it can't wind up being appealed to the federal level and possibly wind up setting dangerous, dangerous precedent nationwide. So what's the court ruling?
D.C. court rules tracking phones without a warrant is unconstitutional.
Okay, well, there's more to the story. That's just the headline of the story.
Yeah.
What's the actual story?
Oh, okay. So you want me to go into it?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I do.
All right, so law enforcement use of one tracking tool called the cell site simulator to track a suspect's phone without a warrant violates the Constitution. The D.C. Court of Appeals said Thursday in a landmark ruling for the privacy and Fourth Amendment rights to the as they pertain to policing tactics. The ruling could have broad implications for law enforcement's use of cell site simulators, which local police and federal agencies can use to mimic a cell phone tower to the phone connect to the device instead of its regular network.
All right, hold on. So yeah, I somehow misunderstood something. I thought you were saying the court ruled that they could track. This says that they cannot.
Uh-huh. So a lower court had ruled that, the Superior Court ruled that they could track, and then the court of
The appeals court appeals, says, right, said, nope, you can't do that.
Right.
So the appeals court ruling is the one that stands, so
correct,
it doesn't matter. It would be akin to, and let's just take an example of former co-host of the show, James Cleveland, who had a charge of, what was it, disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. He was found guilty by a judge at a bench hearing, appealed to a jury trial, which was a higher court. He was acquitted of one charge. The other charge was dropped. Doesn't matter what the local bench judge says. The higher court ruling prevails, so the higher court here says, you can't do this. So that's the ruling that stands.
Right.
So that's a good thing, Daryl.
Yes.
Yes, very that's, good.
It is a good thing,
sometimes
but you
it works.
Said before the show that...
I didn't hear that.
I heard that they ruled that it was constitutional.
Well, I guess because I brought the article up right when he walked in and I read it, so I was I guess we were on the same sheet, Chris.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So this is actually a good thing. Let's continue with the article here.
All right. In a decision that reversed the decision of the Superior Court of the District of Columbia, and overturned the conviction of a robbery and sexual assault suspect, the D.C. Court of Appeals determined the use of cell site simulator to locate a person through his or her cell phone invades the person's actual legitimate and reasonable expectation of privacy in his or her location information and is a search. The Fourth Amendment guarantees the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So, obviously, the Fourth Amendment.
Right, and, you know, I find it rather disturbing that the report that you have from CBS and also the article that I was able to find from UPI, they don't contradict each other, but I find it very interesting that they mention a crime that the guy is alleged to have done to make it sound a lot worse.
Hmm.
He was alleged to have sexually assaulted someone. Well, he wasn't convicted, you know, and it seems to be one of these things to where they sort of want you to think, wait a second, this was a bad ruling because we need to stop sexual predators. So they'll just throw stuff out. It's like whenever the media talks about Ross Ulbricht, you know, the mainstream media, they'll always throw out that thing that he was never actually charged with, never actually convicted of.
Right.
But say, there's an allegation, blah, blah, blah.
You mean the assassination attempt?
The thing that he was never charged with and never convicted of that I don't like actually saying because it perpetuates a false narrative that he actually did something that he never actually did.
So you're saying, so wait a minute. So I read in here that they said alleged, right? So wouldn't that be what we want them to say, though? Because, like,
I don't want them to mention the crime at all because they're trying to make
this is a really bad guy because
this really bad thing. Yeah. We don't want people that did really bad things getting away on technicalities.
I mean, you know, at least they did say alleged, because if they didn't say alleged, because he hasn't, well, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, what other term would they have used? They had to say.
Why even mention what the charge is unless you want people to convict this guy in the court of law to say he was a really, really bad guy. We need to infringe on rights to convict
really bad people.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right, Daryl. They're trying to scare us.
And they won't
because this is a bad ruling.
Yeah.
We had to give the police the ability to spy on us because it's for our own good, right? Because sexual predators, because of, you know, bad guys.
Oh, you mean the bad guys like the ones that wear the badge? We actually went over some numbers not too long ago about, and of course you're not going to find this info from the FBI because the FBI doesn't require it, but there was data collected by some, like, grad student trying to do something and pulled up a bunch of info, and of the top crimes committed by police, assault, sexual assault.
Domestic assault?
Yeah, that's probably one, too.
It didn't specify domestic versus regular assault.
That's firemen. They're the ones that beat up their
assault
numbers.
And sexual assault were two of the top 10 offenses.
It makes sense. That's why you get into the profession.
Yeah, so if you're talking about you know, bad guys, let's look there. The people trying to, you know, wind up infringing on your rights. Let's go to the phones. 855-450-FREE. We've got Thomas calling in from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Thomas, turn the radio down and actually listen to the phone, because otherwise you're going to be about 10, 15 seconds behind us.
Yes. Hold on one sec. Can you guys hear me good?
Yep, we can hear you just fine. You're listening to the phone now?
Last time I called, I tried to call on Skype, but it didn't work. But what I'm calling about actually directly pertains to what you're talking about. Now, I respectfully disagree, but only because if there's sexual predators, it should be geared towards just them. You know, there shouldn't be any reason why if you and I text each other about normal, you know, non-illegal business, that they should see it. But if it's like child pornography or human trafficking, things like that, they should be able to. But, you know, that's an issue for the courts.
Correct. Well, so they got to get a warrant first.
The way these cell site simulators work is they have to search everybody. They can't just search just the predators,
yeah, I know.
Right?
But remember, there's a certain, like, even when they're searching images, like, example, if any type of pornography is going to have a complete scheme of, like, reds, a specific number of reds, yellow, or whatever skin tone it is, like, they disseminate it like binary, you know, like binary code, as opposed to like there's a person looking at everything.
The cell site simulators aren't looking at images. That's mimicking a cell tower. Thomas, we'll hold you over.
They're committing fraud.
Yeah.
That's
your calls and thoughts, welcome. If I ran a phony cell tower, I'd get arrested. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE.
If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
The three most important things you can do for LRN.FM are, 1, let your friends know you're listening to LRN.FM on your social networking profile. 2, buy the things you buy online through shop.LRN.FM. 3, give $5 a month to the AMP program at amp.LRN.FM. You like your friends, and you like LRN.FM or you wouldn't be listening. So like your friends enough to share something you like with them. Please share that you're listening to LRN.FM on your favorite social networking site.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private. It is easy. The fees are low and transactions are fast and in some cases can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized. It's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. And anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go to Dash.org and find out why. We're talking about the court ruling out of D.C. Not a federal court ruling, just a District of Columbia appeals court that wound up ruling yesterday that it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment for law enforcement to track someone's cell phone without a warrant, which winds up, according to UPI, they say, putting a dent in a popular technique used by local and federal police around the country. Now, there was a question, and we will get back to Thomas, but there was a question about how exactly these cell site simulators work. And, Chris, you happen to know a little bit about how these things work.
Yeah, a little bit. Not a whole lot. But, yeah, I mean, basically, they have to what happens is the cell site simulator overpowers the real the real towers, your real cellular towers,
right,
from AT&T and Sprint and Verizon that are set up, and whoever else might be in the area. And then what happens is all of your cell phones connect in that area to this fake cell phone. And
right, because the cell phone just knows, oh, there's a signal here.
Right, right. So and basically that's how they're able to conduct the search and do the tracking and whatnot. They don't actually, you know, it's basically they're committing fraud against you. Not just the perp that they're trying to track, but everybody in that area. And these areas are not small areas. They're very large areas usually. So
by large area you mean couple square miles or couple hundred square miles?
Like square miles probably. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I know it takes. I remember one article saying like a good portion of a city, for example.
How do they filter the individual numbers? Can they just type in the number that they want to track and then catch it, or do they have to listen to every call that's coming through, find the one that they want, and track it?
I believe that varies based on there's different ways that the cell phone companies track individuals.
And I think some of it is just using, like, the metadata. It's not using, you know, like, actual voice recording.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So I think it also kind of depends on what we're talking about. So, like, I know normally there's something called geosynchronous.
No,
I'm not
something.
Sure what it's called. Well, basically, there's different ways to track somebody. And in order to make a phone call or receive a phone call, you actually have to know where the person is roughly. So they might not necessarily have to know, like, you know, exactly where you are down to the meter or something like that, or the whatnot, or number of feet, but they have to know roughly where you are. So, but there was a law that was passed in, I believe, the 90s, that the late 90s, that basically requires them to get more specific information. So even without the cell site simulator, they can go with a warrant to the
provider.
Yes,
and just say, hey, look,
to your real cellular provider and get tracking and location information.
And why is that so hard? Why can't they just do that? Why do they have to have these special devices?
They're being more invasive.
Read down further in the article, we're going to find how much is actually costing the taxpayers to this.
Absolutely.
Before we do that, let's go back to the phones. Again, we have Thomas calling in from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Thomas, you're back on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Yeah,
continue with your thoughts.
You guys are basically on point with that. The only thing is that I feel, you know, if they don't have any type of reason, probable cause, like you said, a warrant, you know, there's no reason that they should be doing it. What I feel, though, is example, you know, like with unnecessary searches and, you know, of that's considered, any court order will say that you can look up what number you've called. There you can't dispute that, but the contents of your call, whether it's recorded or it's, you know, it's a text message recorded, shouldn't be unless you're a suspect in a crime.
And I would even go a little further, because All right, you're accused of jaywalking. That's technically a criminal offense. We're now going wind up recording all of your cell phone information because you're suspected of jaywalking.
That's preposterous. But now, if you're involved in human trafficking, child pornography, some type of super illegal activity, not even drugs, but super illegal activity like human trafficking or child pornography, which the federal courts see as like the most heinous of crimes, or now the
that's why the FBI runs child porn websites to try to entrap people.
Yeah, it's a bait website that as soon as you hit it, they're going to be knocking on your door in the next day. But I have an example. You know, I'm not trying to plug the jail paper, but on the jail paper, I have an individual who told myself and another person, you know, that they committed a Miranda-type sexual act of digital penetration on an unconscious individual, you know. But what? The cops don't have the ability to go and see that this guy did this. But, you know, in that circumstance where, like, if they're trying to be very specific and say it's a sexual predator, sex assault, where you're protecting, you know, children and other individuals, that I think would be good. But not just because you jaywalked. You know what I mean?
Right, but on something like that, you would think that, you know, they would actually have some kind of probable cause to be able to get a warrant, not just, well, we think it was Conan, so now we're just going to wind up tracking him.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is next.
I'm not even sure I understand what the purposes of tracking somebody like in that type of situation are. Like,
if you have probable cause, why don't you just go get the guy?
Right.
Like, he is.
If you can bring it to a judge. If you can bring it before a judge for the judge to issue the warrant, you know, that's much different than the, you know, some police or law enforcement entity taking on its own initiative to, you know, play CIA in, you know, domestic territory. But what I'm saying is, like, if they had the right to check this guy's, you know, stuff, if they had probable cause, it'd show this guy had contact with some chick that he, you know, did this Miranda-type offense.
I don't know. Right. It seems like you get a search warrant in that sort of situation, not like a tracking.
Right, but warrant. Again,
if
Thomas,
don't have a victim, but if you don't have a victim, you don't have a crime. So in a lot of these sex crimes, whether it's against sex workers, children, things like that, don't have that initiative to get.
Go ahead. Finish your thought, Thomas.
Yeah, they don't have the initiative to go ahead and properly inform law enforcement. You know, if you're doing drug deals, it's all adults. And it's people that can't be, like, victimized. When you're dealing with that specific thing of human trafficking and or that, you know, sexual predator factor.
The definition of human trafficking has been expanded so much to where every prostitute is told that she's a victim of human trafficking.
Yeah, no.
I didn't say there. Hold on, Thomas. Thomas. Hold on, Thomas. I didn't say there is no human trafficking. I said the definition has been expanded so broadly that police say every prostitute is a victim of human trafficking. That's a completely different thing. That's not saying there isn't any. It's just saying that not every prostitute is a victim of it. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And want to encourage you, if you listen to the podcast version of this radio show, and a lot of people do, if you listen to the podcast version and you like the podcast, or maybe you don't like the podcast, either way, we ask you to leave us a legitimate rating and review. If you've, you know, only stumbled across it one time, don't just go 5 stars because they said leave a review. But legitimate ratings and legitimate reviews do wind up helping, you know, get us up the list when people are looking for programs on, say, iTunes or Stitcher. So, again, if you listen to the podcast version, leave a rating, leave a review using whichever service it is. You know, like if you're not somebody that uses Mac, you're probably going to have a hard time leaving a rating or a review on iTunes. But, again, something that definitely winds up helping us move up the ratings and helps more people find the show. And, of course, if you are listening live, and we appreciate that tremendously, you can actually call in and join us on the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. The us in studio tonight, Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And let's go back to the phones. We've got Michael calling in from Maine. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WXME. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. Well, thanks for taking my call. I called you guys a few days ago, and knowing my luck, I lost connection. And I was just getting to my point. But anyways, about this whole thing with this court viewing case, I hear a lot of people, and they keep justifying why in certain scenarios it would be okay for the government to do this and for, you know, police to do this and track your phone. And I think that's absolutely ludicrous, you know. It'll start with child pornography and human trafficking, and before you know it, it'll start to, you know, they'll start to find more reason to track your phone. And so before you know it, you may disagree and you may have a different political opinion, and now they're going to track your phone and you might get arrested.
It's not even the perpetrators here. They're sacrificing all of our rights. It's the rest of us.
It's kind of the local police version of some of the NSA Dragnet stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
It's crazy, you know? They don't have any right to do that. it's absurd.
Yep.
I don't like it one bit, but, you know, what can you do about it, you know?
Well, you can talk about it, and you can, you know, lobby your politicians to wind up prohibiting these. Maybe you live in a state where they already have prohibited these, in which case, you know, you're already one step ahead of places like California and Texas and Florida and New York.
That is true. Very good point, sir.
Yep.
Anyway,
Michael, thank you for the call. Yep, thank
no
you
problem.
For
thank
the call.
You.
Let's get back into this story. I think there's a little bit more from CBS, and then I pulled up a map from the ACLU where they're showing the states where local police use cell site simulators, the states where state police use them, and then places where both the state and local police use them, and all of the states that I just mentioned, California, Texas, Florida, New York. Those are all locations where both local and state police, and then there are several more that go in that category.
Before you do that, Chris, I have looked up some of the types of human trafficking, and yes, commercial sex acts, which is, you know, a sex act with anything of value is given to another person to receive sex, is considered human trafficking.
Right, and
so it's not just what you would think, involuntary servitude and
statute in New Hampshire
coercion. But yeah, they could go grab the local prostitutes and who might have some, and it could be drugs
places,
as well.
In some places, they could wind up grabbing someone's spouse because New Hampshire, the definition is consideration. So, honey, you do the dishes tonight, and you know.
Yes, and there's also debt bondage. So if your spouse owes you for that car you bought her.
Wow.
And now we know where jewelry comes from. So let's get back into the article here, Chris.
D.C. Metropolitan Police use of such cell site simulator technology to nab suspect Prince Jones in 2003 violated the Fourth Amendment, the court decided, against the U.S. government on Thursday.
And again, the Fourth Amendment says the rights of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, blah da 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 da.
Specific place to be searched? Was that in there somewhere?
That's
a different part
of the... Yeah, that's after the blah da 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 da. But again, you know, you are supposed to be secure in your person's papers and effects. That means your cell phone. That means your laptop. That means, you know, the little black book that you keep all of your secrets in.
So when they search every car, you know, they stop every car going down the street, you know, that sounds not specific, right?
They'll wind up making all of these excuses of, well, you know, it's a public safety something something, and it's an educational
or the
outreach.
Cell, the cell site simulators, which, you know, kind of tunnel everybody's traffic from the city into their little box.
And the big one, if you're not guilty, then you don't have anything to worry about, Daryl.
Right, but also there's the book that was written a good many years ago called Three Felonies a Day. It's probably up to like five or six by now.
Oh, yeah. One in three Americans has been arrested before age of 20.
Oh, yeah.
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 For something.
Yeah, there's...
For something
the
stupid, usually. Victimless
yeah,
crime.
Statistics on, especially, what is it, probably black men are probably got to have the highest incarceration rate or something, but even white men are just...
All my buddies were arrested before 20.
Right. Men between the ages of 18 and 25 wind up getting arrested more than men of any other age demographic.
Yeah.
So let's just make it illegal to be a man between the ages of 18 and 25, and then problem solved, right?
Well, if you lock them all up on a farm somewhere, and they just do manual labor till 25, that would be a way to do it, actually. You get a lot of good work out of them. keep them out of the way, keep them away from women. And so this is where all this...
You might have an economic issue, though. You know?
We're already having an issue where they're not making babies anymore.
Well,
when I say they, I mean we. What?
Who's that an issue for?
For libertarians especially, but no, everybody. Third world countries are doing just fine.
Oh, yeah, he's talking about, like... Western countries.
When you said economic dilemma, I thought you meant we're not making babies.
Economic dilemma.
Okay, yeah, we're not making babies anymore. So that's a big problem.
I'm not sure if
that winds up costing people money. Babies cost money. Babies aren't free.
But who's going to pay Social Security for all these old people who are retiring, Daryl? We need more babies. Keep the Ponzi scheme going.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see where he's going with that. So,
okay. See, I thought you were going into the sort of realm to where, and maybe you've seen the study, maybe you haven't, but there was a study done not too long ago that some people are just very adamant that everybody should have children, and like they just wind up, you know, getting almost fighting mad when they find out somebody doesn't have children.
I haven't heard that study. People are crazy about people not having kids?
Oh, they've got very strong opinions about people that don't want to have children. I'll try to pull it up. Let's finish this article real quick.
We thus conclude, under ordinary circumstances, the use of a cell site simulator to locate a person through his or her cell phone invades the person's actual legitimate and reasonable expectation of privacy in his or her location information and in a search. The court ruling said... The government's argument to the contrary is unpersuasive. A December 2016 report from the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee found the U.S. taxpayer spent $95 million
there it is.
On 434 cell site simulator devices between 2010 and 2014, with the price tag for a single device hovering around $500,000. That's $500,000.
Well, pretty soon we're talking about real money, and what is that, $95 million spent, again, just between 2010 and 2014?
4 years, just 4 years.
Well, technically that would be five, because 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Oh, yeah.
But still, how much has been spent since then? Maybe we'll find out, maybe we won't. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at pirateswithoutborders.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into this cell site simulator story. Still a little bit more out of that D.C. Court of Appeals. But first, I'll let you know about a way that you can mine Bitcoin without the expensive cost of having to upgrade equipment, buy equipment, maintain equipment, pay a high electric bill. You can make Bitcoin every day at pool.bitcoin.com. They run the machines for you somewhere else. You just invest money, and there's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website is easy to use, and you can even calculate what you might expect to wind up getting in return for your investment right there on the website, pool.bitcoin.com. Not just that, but you can also help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. You're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. You're doing activism while you sleep. pool.bitcoin.com.
While law enforcement agencies should be able to utilize technology as a tool to help officers be safe and accomplish their missions, absent proper oversight and safeguards, the domestic use of cell site simulators may well infringe upon the constitutional rights of citizens to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures, as well as the right to free association, the report said. Under former Attorney General Eric Holder, under some pressure from Congress, the Department of Justice in 2015 issued a policy that federal authorities could only use cell site simulators with a warrant. But that policy was never inked into law, and police policies can change. Attorney General Jeff Sessions...
He's an absolutely horrible, horrible little man.
Yeah, little elf man, little gremlin man.
Tough on crime stance has worried some privacy advocates as to how he might use tools like cell site simulators. And that's because this is policy, not law. So they can change it, basically.
Were they pressured to instigate this, to issue this policy because Congress wanted it, or where am I going with this?
Well, I don't know if the policy's actually changed.
Under some pressure from Congress, the Department of Justice in 2015 issued a policy that federal authorities could only use cell site simulators with a warrant.
Oh, yeah. So it was pressure from
Congress, but again, that doesn't necessarily explain what kind of pressure. Was it pressure of, hey, guys, if you don't institute a policy, we'll pass a law of some sort.
Yeah, well, it was highly unpopular, is what it was what happened, from what I understand, from what I recall.
Right, but just because it's unpopular, among the masses, doesn't mean it was unpopular in Congress. Because when the banker bailout happened,
but it was unpopular in Congress too, wasn't it?
I don't know. The article says pressure from Congress caused the DOJ to implement a policy.
So, not in this article, but this is a while ago now. But I believe it was unpopular in Congress as well. So,
right, but maybe it was really popular with the Speaker of the House and the President pro tem of the Senate, and they're like, we want to do this, and those two people wound up pressuring the DOJ of, hey, if you don't do something, then we're going to force this in on some kind of bill that we know is going to wind up. We know that the National Defense Authorization Act is going to wind up passing because nobody wants to not fund the military, so we'll just throw it in there.
and by the way, we were talking about how much this cost and how many of them there are. There are 95 million, and there are 434 that were used between 2010 and 2014.
Between 2010
and
2014.
That's just the Department of Justice. That's just what we know about. So what about FBI? What about CIA? What about these other outlets that
they're unaccountable? Well, the CIA is not allowed to spy on Americans in the United States.
They
would never do that.
They're only spying on other countries, right? And, pulling down and creating their own dictators.
This reminds me of the NSA and how they basically spied on people in the United States, and then they tipped off, I don't know if it was FBI or who exactly, but it was basically police in the United States. It's like, wait a minute. So you can tip them off, but how is that?
I think this is just typical setting us up for what is going to come in the next decade. Of we're going to find out what they're really doing, and this is just the tip of the iceberg.
I think it's already happening.
That's what I mean. This is just the tip of the iceberg, just to test the waters, just to see how the public will react.
I mean, don't we already know it's stuff? I mean, we already know this stuff is happening.
We know it. The
but
general
it's
public
all,
right,
but all over the news. So
is everyone's
Snowden
Facebook
leaks.
Account. So they just put all their whole lives out there.
When the Snowden leaks were front and center in the news, you go ask random people on the street, they'd be like, who's an Edward Snowman? What's an NSA? Oh, that's when you hook up with somebody, right? NSA, no strings attached. That's the Craigslist section.
It's the same one-third of the population who don't know who we won our independence from 250 years ago.
India.
Really?
India? Was
in
it
the
India?
Civil War.
Was it China?
Right?
It was one of those countries, one of those big countries over there.
Are there really people here who don't know that?
Yes.
Not in this studio, but there are people in the United States that don't know. I watched a video, and we will get to the phones here in just a second, but I watched a video where they had Americans take the immigration test sitting next to an immigrant.
Uh-huh.
And the immigrant was schooling the Americans on all of the things that they wound up getting incorrect.
Yeah, makes sense.
I understand
we need more walls to fix that problem, Daryl. We won't have to be looked stupid had more walls.
I completely understand not remembering everything throughout your school days, but this is not the kind of stuff that I would expect you to forget. It's just the very basic
I don't think they ever learned it in the first place.
How many members of the U.S. House of Representatives? Okay. How many stripes on the American flag? What do those stripes represent? How many stars? Okay. How many states are there in the country?
Even some of that I could understand if you forgot, but who we gained independence from? I mean, that's the title of a whole chapter of fifth grade education, stuff.
I think American Revolution is the title of the chapter, not We Defeated the Brits. Let's go to phones. 855.
There, we wiped the floor with
three. I wasn't there.
It's almost you have to fail that whole subject, though, that whole quarter or whatever that they teach that.
855, 450, free, and I'm sure you've heard of that TV show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, where most of the people wound up failing. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I just ran across a story on Zero Hedge where there are some homeowners in Florida who, about 6 hours after the hurricane hit, there was a code enforcement,
And
I saw that on Reason, and I'm glad you mentioned this because, yeah, this just shows like the overzealous nature of the code enforcers down there. I think it was Miami, correct?
Yes.
So Miami got hit with a hurricane.
No, I know that.
And the code enforcer, before the water even went back into the ocean, was walking around citing residents for building code violations on their properties where their houses had collapsed.
Yeah. And so now they're being cited, and the code enforcers will be back in a week to make sure that all the code enforcement has been or all the codes are back up to code.
Yeah, so the story here again from Reason. Kelso Perez was helping his neighbor remove some fallen trees blocking their street when code enforcement rolled up and issued him a safety notice for having a downed fence. Perez told local media, "I laughed. I thought he was joking. You're kidding, right? We just had a hurricane 6 hours ago."
All right, so was it a notice?
Not a joke.
It was a notice or just a was an actual citation?
The official told Perez that the downed fence, which enclosed a pool, was a safety hazard, and that if it was not fixed by the time he returned, he would be hit with a fine. So, we're giving you an official warning, Mr. Perez. You're on double secret probation. And if this isn't fixed when I come back, and I'm not telling you when I'm coming back, but it better be fixed when I come back, otherwise you owe us money. WSVN says the county handed out 680 safety notices for downed pool barriers, another 177 electrical hazard safety notices, and Reason reached out to confirm, but they were unable to wind up contacting anybody in the county.
Well, that's just for your safety, Daryl. We don't want you tripping over a limb and falling into a puddle and breaking your neck.
I'm surprised they didn't wind up citing people while the hurricane was happening. Mark, thank you for the call, and thanks for actually reminding me about this. A little bit more on this, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that buysellmakeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.